go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
I-10 east at Stockton, there's been a crash that's causing a lot of backup. 10 going east at Cassett, another wreck. And at 295 south on the ramp to St. John's Bluff Road, an accident involving at least three cars. Cloudy skies today with a high of 75. This evening cloudy with a low of 62.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope,
this is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, today, you have me at the beginning of the show, and then Del Billis of Liberty Health Show will come and share what's new in the healthcare industry. But today I have a question for you. Have you ever been caught off guard? You might have even your heart set on something and have your goals, and something happens and that alter the outcome that you may expect. How do you feel about these setbacks? How do you deal with these setbacks? How do you get back on track again? Has this ever happened to you? Well, it is happening to me right now. I'm going through a major setback in my life. And, you know, it's amazing how this show has become a teacher, not only for the people who say that they're learning and growing with me, but this has been my biggest classroom. This is where I learn and grow with you, not become a teacher. Look at me. My life is perfect. There's no such thing. It's an illusion. It is an illusion. And so what do we do with this illusion? How real do we make our life become? So as a certified life coach, I deal with a lot of people that are experiencing setbacks, that are experiencing pain, anger because of the setback. So today I want to share with you and with myself as well, because I have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth. I have an idea of some of the steps that I would like to discuss with you. But what and how this whole show unravels, I'm speaking to you from my heart, from my own experience. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I hope that I can do the job to help you as well as help me overcome this adversity. So I'm going to share a little story with you. The story, I think I want you to put yourself in the position of whoever it is, the story. Maybe you can shift the position of your perspective around. So a mother bought a child a caterpillar and put it in a little cage. And this little caterpillar became like the pet of the little boy and gave the leaves, gave lots of food to the caterpillar. And the caterpillar grew and ate, chewed its way through everything. Then all of a sudden, the caterpillar became still and a cocoon came. I think the word is called chrysalis or something to that effect. And very soon, that little boy started looking at that cocoon, looking at it going, when is the butterfly going to come out? Because the mother said, that little butterfly, there's a butterfly that's going to come out of that cocoon, that caterpillar. And the little boy looked at it every day. And one day, he noticed a little hole in the caterpillar. And all of a sudden, the cocoon, and all of a sudden there was a huge, huge movement. And the movement kept moving and moving and struggling. And the little boy kept wondering, what is going on? I need to help this butterfly come out. I'm going to run and get some scissors to help this caterpillar come out becoming a butterfly. And so as he was walking back with his scissors, because we always walk back with scissors, you never run. A man, a wise person, said to the little boy, if you help that butterfly out, it will not survive. It is in the struggle that the wings will grow, that the wings will build. It is in the struggle that butterfly will be able to soar. Are you, my listening, my viewing friends, are you dealing with a struggle right now that you feel that you want help, somebody to help you, someone that you blame somebody else because of the situation you find yourself in? It is time to look at it differently. It is time to look at struggle as a way to polish, to make you stronger, to allow you to soar. So today's show is all about how to overcome our setbacks, obstacles, so that they become growth opportunities so we too can soar. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and and can use your help. Go to McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today, I am the teacher. That sounded really weird because I love having guests on the show that help me learn and grow. And today, the topic is dealing with setbacks and how appropriate, as I am personally dealing with something as a setback, an obstacle, a hurdle, a decision that I need to make. And sometimes these decisions can have lots of different emotions. There could be anger. There could be a feeling of betrayal. There could be a numbness. What do I do next? Well, it seems so appropriate that today's topic is very symbolic to me. And I hope that if you, my viewers or my listening friends, are dealing with a setback or something that's holding you back, that you will feel empowered, that we will feel empowered to feel that these struggles, like the butterfly, is making our wings stronger. It's hard to go through that little hole like the little boy trying to help that butterfly emerge from the cocoon. But if you cut the butterfly out, it could hurt the butterfly, because I believe the wings are too wet and they won't be able to dry on their own. I don't know. Maybe some of you that follow butterflies and know about butterflies, but I did a little research, just enough to be able to tell this story and it resonate with us. So another thing that I've been doing is whenever I feel a certain way, I reach out and I look for things to feed my spirit, feed my soul. And I came across Harriet Jackson Brown Jr. He is an American author best known for his inspirational book called Life's Little Instruction Book. That's it. And so I read a quote by him, and I'm going to be using his quotes today because he is inspirational and he became my teacher last night. I was doing research for the show today. And this is the quote that kind of like resonated with me. If someone you know tries to drown their sorrows, let them know that their sorrows know how to swim. Is that the best quote ever? If someone you know tries to drown their sorrows, let them know that their sorrows know how to swim. So today, I am declaring for myself, and hopefully you can declare too, to become the lifeguard of my sorrows. The lifeguard. I can choose how I respond to my struggles and my trials. And so can you. So many of us, the first thing that happens is that we feel anger. There's so much anger. Trust me. I think I yelled more this weekend than I've had my whole life. And so in that struggle, in that anger, basically the question is, because we as life coaches need to become self-cleaning ovens. So processing is important, and processing for all of us. So today, I ask you the question, if you experience anger or numbness or pain, the question to ask is, what am I sad about? What am I really sad about? Take the time to deal with this sorrow. Take the time to deal with it. whatever it is. Because here's the thing that we do. I don't want to deal with the feeling because it might be painful. But what happens is that thought stays within us and we carry it around like a 20-pound sack of potato everywhere for years and years and years. They say that time heals everything. That is not true. What you do with that time is what heals. That's what does it. So what are you doing to acknowledge your anger, to acknowledge the pain, to acknowledge and deal with it like the frog, from the tadpole to the frog, from the caterpillar to the butterfly? Or you can be an ostrich. So the ostrich sticks their head in the sand. How good is that? How good is it to stick your head in the sand? Because guess what? When your head comes out, it's still there. Whatever it is for you is still there. How do you deal with it? How do you figure out? How do you figure through the changes that need to happen? So acknowledge your pain. Acknowledge what is going on within you. Be honest with yourself. If you cannot be honest with yourself, if I can't be honest with myself and say to you, my listeners, man, I really am angry about this. But guess what? This anger is sadness, underlying sadness. That if we hold on to this anger and choose not to forgive, choose not to move forward, it remains in you like venom from a snake bite, as I heard Wayne Dyer say many, many years ago. It's not the snake bite that kills you. It's the venom that runs through your blood. So my goal is to send that person love and send that person peace. If you feel that you need to blame somebody for your trials, wish them well, because what you wish onto others will come back to you 100 times fold. It's in the Bible. Look it up. So for you to hold on to the anger, for me to hold on to anger, is just to hurt ourselves. So I just wrote another article called I Am the Solution. So if you are dealing with whatever you are dealing with, if I am dealing with whatever I am dealing with, the change is I am the solution. That doesn't mean I need to take that person back to hurt me again, or you have to go through the same thing over and over and over again. It means that I'm not going to allow it to hurt me, and I'm not going to turn my life into a negative pattern. I can forgive and I can be grateful for this experience, this growth opportunity. So the story that I wrote, or the article that I wrote in Florida Today, you can find it at whenyouneedafriend.com under the About Lillian section. The About Lillian section, it's my last article called I Am the Solution, where I take the acronym, because I am an acronym queen. I've dubbed myself that. The acronym for solution: strategize, organize, learn, urgency, think positive, use your intuition. That's the I for solution. Be open. So I'm going to take the open. Along our journey, along our way, there will be people that will come into your life that will become teachers. Learn from them. Everybody that presents themselves in front of you knows something you don't know. You can razzle-dazzle them with all your wisdom, or you can say, I want to learn from this person. What am I learning? So, step number one that I started off with is acknowledge what you're dealing with, how you are feeling, work through it. Be a self-cleaning oven. Know that if someone you know is trying to drown their sorrows, I love this quote from Jackson Brown Jr. Let them know that their sorrows know how to swim. Be your lifeguard. Number two, stop blaming. Because if we create everything, we need to take this and say, how did I create this? Even though it's not my fault, how did I create it? And when you look at it without blame, without shame, without fault or duty, then you start looking at it on the other side. The reason I wrote my article, I Am the Solution, was the day that I could not see the sunrise because the clouds were in front of it. But guess what? Whoever was on the other side was seeing that sunrise. I could only see the clouds. But I chose to look through the clouds and to become the solution. So I encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. And of course, every time you're there, become a subscriber. Strategize, organize, learn, urgency, think positive, intuition, be open, open. Curious, flexible, willing to consider that there may be something that's happening in your life, that you're being pulled towards a different direction. And then, number three, access your spirit. Find purpose in this. Find the purpose and why you are dealing with your setback. What is it about this moment that I can take 100% responsibility? Go to the 100% responsibility page at whenyouneedafriend.com and turn this into a blessing. How can I turn this whole thing that's happening in my life right now, that might be happening in your life, and turn it into a blessing? Remember, forgiveness has nothing to do with trust. Trust is something that you earn. Forgiveness is for you. Because if you don't forgive, that anger will stay within you and it will be poison, not fuel. So it is so important that no matter what's going on, yes, and every time you tell the story, you're reliving the story. So what's the goal? What is your why? What is the purpose by which this incident is creating a struggle that is going to allow you to emerge that butterfly? So gratitude is so important when dealing with adversity. And take your time. Number four is take your time. Reevaluate. Perhaps maybe the direction that you were going in, pushing towards, is not. Maybe you're being pulled towards a different direction. You can swim against the current or you can go with the flow. Either way, sometimes it's beneficial to do either. So discernment and what you want, and commitment to what you want, being committed to the commitment. No matter what happens, I'm going to stay the course. So if your setback is for work, if it's personal, what is it that you want to achieve? Stay focused. When you go through the I Am the Solution and you look at that article, I detail the solution and how you can be a part of the solution when it comes to business, personal, maybe somebody else that you're watching struggle. Either way, be the lifesaver in your own struggles. Numbing your pain will not solve the problem. If you have a question or if you want to make a comment, call 407-373-5959. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Red flags have been raised by at least two pilots over potential issues with the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jetliner. The concerns, part of a NASA database, there have been two deadly crashes of MAX 8 airliners in the past 6 months, the latest accident last Sunday in Ethiopia. A moratorium on executions being put in place by California Governor Gavin Newsom, mostly symbolic, though, since no one has been put to death in California in more than 10 years. House Democrats expected to vote today to require the public release of the Mueller report once that report has been completed. 50 people have been charged in an alleged plot to cheat the admissions process at 8 of the country's leading universities. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 43 points, NASDAQ futures 28 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Talk 100.3 FM traffic and weather.
On I-10 East at Stockton, there's been a crash. I-95 North to Phillips Highway, another accident. And at 295 going south at St. John's Bluff Road, there's a crash involving several cars. Cloudy skies today with a high of 75. This evening cloudy with a low of 62. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. Since March is National Get Outdoors Month, why not start out on the right foot with a new pair of walking or running shoes from Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. To make room for Boger's new spring arrivals, they're clearing out their previous season shoes at discounted prices, which include brands like Dansko, Nayot, Vionic, and Earth Shoes. You can also save another 10% by simply liking Boger Shoes on Facebook or following them on Instagram. Just show that info on your phone to checkout to receive your 10% discount. For over 60 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And this month, the Boger family congratulates Kendrick Gwent for receiving his Podorthus license, which brings the total to 4 board-certified Podorthus on staff, which further enhances the relief they can provide for most any foot problem. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
SNC Square Roofing, everything you should expect from a roofing contractor and more. Hey, it's John Vitas, the voiceover guy. SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, and I'm here to tell you, my wife and I were amazed at their quality of work and how well they kept the job site so clean. SNC Square Roofing, from the estimate to the last shingle, you can count on a job well done. SNC Square is a certified CertainTeed shingle master applicator. Give my roofer a call today. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
When you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today, you have me for a little bit because soon Del Billis of Liberty HealthShare will be joining us, our sponsor, proud sponsor of the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. And by the way, if you want to become a sponsor, please reach out to me at 407-373-5959 because I am waiting for you. We've got a couple of new sponsors. Both of them are in Brevard County. I'm excited about that. And I'm going to share it with all of you because Space Girl Organics is one of my proud sponsors that I just acquired so excited. If you think that eating healthy is expensive or hard to do, let Space Girl Organics work for you. And I'm really excited. If you go to my website at whenyouneedafriend.com, enter code Lily. When you go onto the sponsors banner, go to Space Girl Organics, enter code Lily, and you can get $5 off your first. This gets sent right to your home. So if you are listening from the Central Florida all the way to the East Coast, you can check them out. SpaceGirlOrganics.com. And then Keep Me Safe Organics. Thrilled about Keep Me Safe Organics. This is for everybody. I've got a banner at whenyouneedafriend.com. You click on that, you get 10% off. You don't get that anywhere else, but I'm giving you that 10%. It's called Keep Me Safe Organics. I've been talking about pesticides and all the things that we are trying to avoid, but yet, you know, we keep our toxins underneath our cabinet locked so that our children can't access it. But then we put it on our skin and we put it on our face and we brush our teeth with it. So Keep Me Safe Organics is my cleansers and my makeup that I use. So for those of you who've been watching me with my makeup, if you like it, then check them out. If you don't like it, then move on. But what I love about Keep Me Safe Organics, and I've been waiting for this, because sponsors, you have to try out to be a sponsor. If you want to be a sponsor, you have to be like-minded and you have to fit my platform, which is healthy living, healthy eating, healthy living, the Heal Tribe. So this is what my brand is. It's about doing 100% whatever it is that we can. So I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. This is where we take 100% responsibility to live the life that we want. This is where we look at our life without fault, blame, shame, or duty. This is where we look at what's happening in our life. Yes, we may be hurt, and yes, we may be angry, but that too will pass. And that's when we allow the struggle of whatever it is that we're going through, know that it is for our benefit, so that our wings can get stronger, so that we too can soar. Are you dealing with any issue right now? Text me at 407-373-5959. Let's overcome. Let's work with this as a moment where we can become better. I don't know if you know the story of the goldsmith. The goldsmith heats the gold, and all the higher the heat, the faster the impurities rise to the surface. The goldsmith, the silversmith, needs to scrape the impurities off, because it goes up to the surface and you just scrape it off. And you know when they're done? When they can see their reflection looking back. That is when gold is purified, when silver is purified. That's how we are purified sometimes. Unfortunately, not all the time. You can learn from somebody else's trials. But when you're going through it, it's different, isn't it? And so the whole point is to do this together. Together, we are stronger than alone. That's why I created the Heal Tribe. That's why working with the Jack's Vegan Couple and all the people that have helped in Brevard County as well. Misty Blue Day of Misty Blue Day branding. So I want to encourage you to be a part of this. Stop right now. Stop. If this doesn't make sense to you, that's okay. Someday it will be. Come back, listen to it again. If it doesn't make sense to you today, that means you're not ready. That's okay. I don't need to convince you that everything that happens in life has purpose and meaning. It is our job. It is our responsibility, in the most empowering and freeing way, to look at it, to grow, to make sense of what is, not what you want it to be or what you think it should be. What is? The moment you give up wanting to recreate what is the moment that your wings will dry up and you will be able to soar, come out of that cocoon, because that cocoon that was your comfort zone can become your tomb. So going back to whenyouneedafriend.com, help me grow the show. Help me with my vision of sharing the good news that we can heal our bodies, we can heal our mind by the choices that we make without blaming anybody else. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber, click onto all my social media, like me there, tell all your friends to do the same. Go to YouTube, subscribe. Now you can hear us on demand on, well, you've been able to hear us on demand all along, but Apple, so it's been on iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Now we're in Stitcher. So we keep growing every day. We keep growing. It is a struggle because it is what it is. But you know what? I don't look at it that way. I look at it as I am just getting stronger. I'm learning different ways to do this, just like Thomas Edison. 10,000 tries. He learned 9,999 ways of not to do the light bulb. And today we have light. What a great idea, huh? We even associate ideas with the light bulb. Never, ever, ever give up. So let me rephrase that, because what the brain just registered was give up, because it doesn't hear the never, the do or the don't. And you've learned that on my show in the past, hopefully, if you're not just stumbled upon my show today. So never, never give up what the brain registers as give up. So always move forward. Empower yourself to learn and grow. Know, see it to the end. Know that you will see it to the end. What does that look like? It might change a little. So I want to encourage you to be a part. Help me grow the show. And if you're listening today and you have a business and you want, and you're like-minded and you want to introduce me to this business, reach out to me. Or if you have something that you're dealing with today and you want to just share it with me, 407-373-5959. So let me continue with giving you the steps to overcoming setbacks. So here's another one. So we talked about reevaluation. So let me just go through them really quickly. Acknowledge the setback. Allow it to permeate in your body. Process it. Figure out what it is that you want. Eliminate blame. It doesn't do you any good. I don't have this because somebody else took it away from me. No, there is enough abundance in this world so that we can all get what we want. I know that sounds like counter what the media tells us. It's win-lose in the media. But you know what? In the Super Bowl, everybody wins. Everybody gets paid. Everybody gets a ring. And we get entertained. It's all a win. But the media and the world tells you it has to be win-lose. It doesn't have to be that way. We could all win. What do you choose? So acknowledge your feelings, eliminate the blame, and go to check out my article at whenyouneedafriend.com called I Am the Solution. Strategize, organize, learn, urgency, think positively, intuition, open, and needs. Oh, I don't think I went to needs yet. Needs, balance, giving, and receiving. Don't just be a taker. Number three, access your spirit. Find purpose. Take 100% responsibility. Go to the 100% responsibility page at whenyouneedafriend.com. Fifth step is step out of your comfort zone. Like the caterpillar. You can use that cocoon as a way to evolve into a butterfly or a place to hold your carcass. What do you choose? Life begins outside our comfort zone. It really does. It begins outside of our comfort zone. So if there's a step that you've been wanting to take, if there's something that you've been wanting to do, my favorite line from the movie, We Bought a Zoo or We Bought a Farm, I still can't remember the name. All you need is 20 seconds of courage to take the first step. Do you have, thank you, Brian, zoo, We Bought a Zoo. Thank you, Brian, my producer. It takes 20 seconds of courage. Do you have 20 seconds of courage? And then you take the next step and the next step. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today, I am talking about dealing with setbacks. I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please become a subscriber. You know, Dell Billis is having problems, technical difficulties with his computer. So I'll just keep talking. Obviously, maybe I need to talk about this a little bit more. Are you guys understanding? Am I making sense, or am I just ranting? Am I rambling on about how to deal with setbacks? Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand? Call, text 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. Did you just stumble upon my show today and you're going, who is this lunatic raging lunatic talking about how to deal with setbacks? We have setbacks in life. It's okay. The moment we feel entitled, that's when it becomes a problem. We might be dealing with loss. We might be dealing with betrayal. We might be dealing with ungodly things that you never thought that you would deal with. But just know that this too shall pass. Think about the times that you have had mountaintop experiences where you think, oh my gosh, I could never be unhappy again. I will always be joyful because of this experience. Trust me, even that will wither away. You'll forget. That's why it's important to remind yourself of these moments that you were on top of the world so that you can make it through that next desert crossing. Even if you're crossing, inching through, crawling, gasping for water, gasping for air, you'll get to that oasis. But here's the beauty of suffering. Suffering with purpose, not suffering because that suffering is purpose, or you get sympathy because of suffering. Because even in the Bible, it says, when you fast, don't look like you're fasting. Don't look like, oh my God, I'm fasting. I didn't get anything to eat. I am not worthy of a morsel of food. Don't act like that. Take it. See it as an opportunity to grow. The moment you throw a pity party, if you throw a pity party, nobody wants to come to a pity party. And when they come to your pity party, they don't even bring gifts. So stop it. Stop the pity party. Own it. Whatever is happening. And for Pete's sake, deal with it. Do everything you can to deal with whatever is happening in your life. And do it honestly with integrity. So are you dealing with something today? Are you feeling that this is the worst day ever? I promise you. It's not the time. Time heals nothing. They say time heals all wounds. That's bull. Time heals nothing. What you do with that time, however, is what heals. So how are you healing? Are you numbing? Are you doing things that behind closed doors that you wouldn't do in the front of somebody else? What is it? Look at it. Own it. Change it. If you created it, this is the good news. You can uncreate it. But you got to deal with it. You got to call it what it is. Taking a pill to numb it because you can't deal with sadness is not going to do it. You can eat all the G-bombs in the world. But if you don't deal with your emotional component, your emotional trials, your trauma in your life, it's not going to work. Try sitting on a one-legged stool. How long will you be able to sit there comfortably before you fall? You really have to do a balancing act. If you want to sit on that stool with one leg, which is your nutrition or just your exercise or just whatever, it's not going to work. It's a mind, body, spirit approach to healing. A mind, body, spirit. So what happened to you as a child will stay with you as an adult. It will go into your white blood cell. It will be transferred to your child through your DNA. So deal with it so that it doesn't go beyond that. Breathe life into it. Find purpose in it. And I promise you that just like your best day ever or your worst day ever, it will become your best growth ever. Never give up. This is another quote from Harriet Jackson Brown Jr. Never give up on what you really want. Never give up on what you really want to do. That's it. Never give up on what you really want to do. The person with the biggest dreams is more powerful than the ones with all the facts. I love that quote. He also says, never give up on anybody. Miracles happen every day. Miracles happen every day. Hold on to that. So whatever it is that you're dealing with, just know that it gives you purpose. It makes your wings solid. So what is it that you want? What is that dream? What is that goal? What do you want to accomplish? Only you can answer that. What are you willing to do? You've heard me sing the song from the greatest philosopher ever, Meatloaf. I would do anything for love. Fill in the blank. Doesn't have to be love. But I won't do that. What are you willing to do to achieve what you want? You can't blame people for anything. It doesn't do you any good. It doesn't. The only thing that you can do is love yourself. Love yourself through the process. Again, let's recap on how to deal with adversity. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge someone you know. If someone you know tries to drown their sorrows, let them know they know how to swim. Become your own lifesaver, lifeguard at the beach. Eliminate blame. Be the solution. And of course, check out my article at floridatoday.com or at whenyouneedafriend.com. Number three, access your spirit. Find your purpose. Take 100% responsibility. Be grateful for this and forgive. Remember, forgiveness has nothing to do with trust. Take your time. Reevaluate. Is this what I really want? Can it look differently? Does it have to be this way? And step out of your comfort zone. Create the life that you want. Live that life that you want. Because remember, never give up on what you really want to do. Because the person with the biggest dreams and are more powerful than the ones that hold all the facts. And I just butchered that closing, right? Just know that we can do this together. We can work this through. And please remember, you'll have a date with me worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or